This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WSS, and of course the Civic Media app. Special thanks to Daryl Burnett from the Automobile Gallery being here today, Tom Drzewicki from Bayside Ice and Marine Recovery, and now Noel Halverson, president of NeighborWorks Green Bay. And Noel, we didn't need you to come here and start bragging right off the bat, is all I'm saying.
Thank you.
Well, we'll get to the housing, but Noel was...
100 pounds.
100 pounds lighter than the last time we saw him.
100 pounds.
Yeah, and he's got
Jim
all his
and I
limbs.
Have combined to lose 3.
I think
and gain 7.
Yeah,
the net thing is above four in a year and a half.
Yeah,
and you lost 100 pounds.
Yeah, I cut out the late night cookie parties.
Mm. Wow,
it's got to be more than that.
No, no, no. So does it seem like you're living longer? Just feel like you're living longer.
Yeah, right.
Noel, you look great. And
thank you.
Congratulations, 100 pounds.
A couple things, and I'm not. You're doing a lot of good things in this community, and I think you must have said, look, I want to be around to do more.
Yeah.
I mean, you're doing a good thing for Green Bay. NeighborWorks, I can't think of a better name for your organization than what it says, NeighborWorks.
Right.
And you help people find housing, stay in housing, you build houses, you rent houses. Tell us about your organization and why it's so successful. And you've been leading this for what, 12, 15?
No, 24 years.
Okay. Wow.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
But, let me ask you this, just to follow up to what Jim's saying, though, just to add on here. I don't know if there's ever been a time where somebody like you and your organization is more needed. Yeah. Would you agree?
Yeah. And it's, it's really a challenging time in housing right now. The prices are high. Interest is a little bit more expensive than it was for a lot of years. And we just haven't built enough homes to accommodate the increased demand. New household formation, folks moving to the community for jobs. There just isn't enough housing for all of them.
Got a text here, by the way. Cody Dabb, Ironwood, Michigan. I'm plowing snow right now while listening to your great radio station. Cody, how much snow do you have in the UP already if you're plowing?
Plowing. That doesn't
just let
sound
us
good.
Know. I don't like that word plowing, Cody.
No, we'll take the word sweeping, just sweeping off the little dust. We don't plowing. That sounds serious. So, Noel, what is the mission of NeighborWorks?
Well, we solve housing challenges and build stronger communities. And we work throughout the homeownership process. We educate maybe as many as 1,000 families a year who are seeking that American dream of homeownership. We help them prepare budgets. We help them really understand what they can actually afford. And then we help some of them, actually make a purchase of that home through some down payment and closing cost assistance. And last year, we helped over 100 families buy homes here in the community.
Yeah. Okay. First of all, I just want to throw this out there. I'm shocked that there'd be 100 homes available that you could get at the price range you're going after.
Yeah.
Because like I said, when we're in real estate and I'd had these first time home buyers and I said, well, you got to get pre-approved. And you're like, yeah, we're pre-approved for 160. So, well, we're going to look at some that are about 130. They're like, oh no. The 160s are going for 190, 200, 210, to whatever. So for you to be able to find a way in this kind of a market, put 100 people in their own home, their home ownership, which is one of the great achievements, I think, of a person's life, really, outside of, family thing. Yeah. Congratulations. How did you do it?
Yeah, it's tough. And they're doing the work. I mean, the families, once they understand, where they should be shopping price-wise in the market, what their capacity is to purchase that home, then they're a little bit more efficient in looking for that house. And there aren't a lot of options right now. I mean, there's only 90 homes for sale in Green Bay right
now. That's what I mean.
Under $250,000.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So, Noel, but you also own homes and rent.
Yeah, we have some rental housing that we operate and we're able to invest You know, that into the charitable mission to help make our neighborhood stronger, to help families achieve those goals of home ownership, including sometimes, you know, those renters going into home ownership.
If I want to jump in on that, because that's something, and I thought I knew about homes and whatever, until you buy your first home,
oh, man.
Until you actually have the responsibility for everything involved within those walls, it's hard to prepare for it.
Yeah.
And I talk about the classes that you offer, Noel, because that's absolutely critical. We should be teaching these in schools, but we don't. But, man, having a mortgage is one thing, but, man, operating a home is something.
Yeah. I mean, I woke up to a very cold house recently, and the furnace needed, you know, hundreds of dollars of work. I mean, that's the reality of home ownership.
Right.
And so, you know, we can't be there for you. For that couple hundred bucks bill, that's on you. You've got to be saving for that. You've got to be planning for those contingencies. And so in our home buyer education classes and in our one-on-one work with folks, you know, aspiring for home ownership, we're talking about all those ins and outs. They're learning the jargon that the bankers are going to use. They're learning the jargon that the real estate community is going to use. They're understanding what they can afford with the money they're making now. And they're understanding that they got to sock something away for when that furnace goes or the water heater goes.
Absolutely.
Or something else.
And
happens.
The other thing you teach is
and they will go.
And they will. But you teach preventive maintenance. You have to have people come in and look at it every year. Don't wait until.
Yeah. And we used to do some more intense workshops on that. And of course, COVID knocked that out.
Yeah.
And we're hoping to reboot that in 25 and have those home and life workshops return. So that would be really cool.
Knight, can you talk about, I hate to use the word typical, but on the average, the type of potential home buyer that walks through your doors?
Yeah, I mean the households we're seeing are modest income families, you know, and not just new families. You know, sometimes it's folks who've been renting for a long time and they never thought they'd be, you know, ready for home ownership. But, you know, even in this market, if you can find that home that's priced for, you know, your means, you could end up paying less each month than you're paying as a renter.
And building equity.
Absolutely.
And I think
That's the real magic part of this.
It is because they don't even know they're building equity. Yeah. And all of a sudden it's like, holy mackerel, I've saved $50,000.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know I was doing that.
And that's one of the reasons we're looking as a community right now and developing a community land trust, because it's so difficult for some of those folks to access the market and build that equity. That we're going to develop a way of ensuring permanent affordability on some of these homes. And although the equity that accumulates to that buyer will be slightly, you know, less than a conventional buyer, the help that they get from the community to get into that home stays working for the next family and the next family after that.
So what's that home. What are you talking about?
It's a community land trust. It's a way
Is that down payment money?
No, it's a way of securing the land. The land goes into a trust.
I see. Okay.
And the house is bought and sold.
Yeah.
And the family, you know, pays down their mortgage. They get some of the market appreciation, and maybe their second home is in the conventional market. But it's a way that folks who would otherwise always be renters for the rest of their lives and never be able to build anything that they could pass on to their kids, they can start participating in that kind of classic American
Where do some
dream.
Of these people get their down payment from?
Well, you know, the way I got it, you know, borrowing from families,
right.
And getting some help. But, you know, NeighborWorks Green Bay does have some tools in that area as well. We get some assistance funds that we're able to make possible to help somebody purchase a home. It's not going to make all the difference necessarily in that home purchase. It's going to help them get over the hurdle of all those costs getting into home ownership. And we've been partnering with the city and the county and the state and anybody else who can, you know, who cares about this stuff and can make these things happen. And even private donors have been contributing to those funds to help make that home ownership dream possible.
Yeah, I want to talk about that a little bit more because I'm big, obviously a huge fan of this community, and I just think we do a lot of things right. But you've got some families that donate money to you to help people get into home ownership.
Yeah,
that's a beautiful thing.
It is. Well, I mean, and Jim, you gave us a house many years ago, and that we moved and we fixed up and we sold. So
you know who lives there now? The new lady from Cooking with Amy. She took over.
Oh, cool.
She came in here and she's like, I live in your house. I'm like, no, I haven't seen you there. But it was the one you're talking about. And you guys just did a great job with that. I mean, you guys do stuff right. I mean, the homes that you own and rent and operate or resell, you don't cut corners.
No, but at the same time, we try and do it as cost effectively as possible, right? No, and, right. But building a solid house that's not going to need a lot of work later is part of the key here. And there's so much generosity in this community. And one of the reasons I think that we get some of that support is that we can take a little bit of money and turn it into that home purchase. It doesn't, you know, the lever doesn't have to be super huge sometimes. Mm-hmm. And we're able to make those dreams come true, and we're able to fix up those homes, and we're able to do those other improvements in the community with a little bit of a government grant maybe, or a little bit of a private donation,
right.
and then private capital, right? Everybody's got a mortgage, right? And that makes this all possible.
But coming to see you, and we're going to talk about your location right on Chicago Street, and it's... you're not, I don't want to be nice to banks, but you're not intimidating to talk to. I mean, you've seen it all.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, and that's a big part of this. This whole process for home purchase can be challenging to folks coming into our shop, you know, taking our classes, talking to our counseling staff. Is just a great way to learn the ropes before you jump in.
Anybody get sticker shock when they see what property taxes could be?
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Yeah, me.
Those are all the factors, right?
They are.
So understanding, you know, the impacts of you know, everything from, you know, private mortgage insurance to, you know, the income, the local taxes, property taxes, and the, you know, the maintenance costs of owning that home.
And I think some people don't... I mean, our taxes are $500 a month. That's a lot. And you add that up, and then... You know, you live in an older house, there's maintenance costs that are unbelievable. And boy, you have to budget.
Yeah.
And they're going to happen. It's not like, well, that's not going to happen to my house. Yeah. Well, yes, it is.
The
chimney, the roof, and those things are all expensive that, like you said, you've got to plan for. I just think that what you're doing, and I still think the American dream is home ownership. I
agree.
I believe that, even though, it's all high tech now, people want to rent. No, they don't. They would like to buy. They're renting because they might have to. Okay, when we come back, I want to just talk a little bit about how they can access you and you'd sit down, have a meeting. You don't charge for your consulting, or do you?
There are some fees for some of the programs, but that'll all get worked out with the folks on the call.
Beep, 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 beep. When I was mayor,
Noel Halverson, president of Networks Green Bay, back at this.
Friendly gaze for the holidays, you can't beat home sweet. I met a man who lives in Tennessee, and he was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific, gee, the traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Hey, welcome back! Man of the Mayor, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and Civic Media. What are you pointing at?
Well, did you hear him singing?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, I was just humming. I was humming.
No,
was
come
just,
on. Come on, Jim.
I'm good. No, we got Noel in the house. We're
well,
talking.
There's no place like home.
Come on,
Jim.
This is in the morning.
No,
I'm good. I'm back to the interview.
You can't do it like I can.
I know I can't, John. I just, no, I can't hold
it.
I
can do it like
my own. Can't
hold it. You know what Nikki just said?
What?
Get a hold of HR.
Okay.
I go, Nikki, be honest. I don't look like an old guy in this sweater vest. Do I? She goes, well, you sure don't look like a young guy in that sweater vest. I like sweater vests. What's wrong with it?
That's our line around here. Call HR. Because if we're uncomfortable. You know? Anyway, Noel Halverson, he's the president of NeighborWorks Green Bay. And this is an organization that has been around for some time, but they really help people achieve the American dream, and that's to get into home ownership. Everything from really educating them on what does it cost to own a home. And it costs a lot more than your mortgage. We talked about the taxes, the maintenance, and preventive maintenance. You can help with some closing costs and down payment assistance.
Yeah. Yeah. Folks should reach out. You can find us on our website, nwgreenbay.org. Learn about our classes. Talk to our staff. Get started on your journey to home ownership. It's not easy, but we make it doable and something that you can figure
what
out.
Okay, go ahead.
I've been to your holiday parties and the stories. I mean, you're right. It's not easy, but the stories you share there are unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, that's you bring your Kleenex to that stuff
because
these people. They just kind of stopped in on a whim, you know, I want to talk to you. And then, you know, 6-8 months later, they're actually in a home.
Yeah. And, you know, in this last year, we had a guest who, and we're seeing this story repeated throughout the community over and over, new landlord buys the rental and thinks they could do better than the tenants they've got. They, you know, end their lease or they give them a notice, hey, you got to be out in 60 days. And then they've got to try and find a home or an apartment to rent. And, you know, and they jack up the rent and offer it again. And we had folks that were homeless. They ended up being homeless, living in a tent, after they lost their apartment. And then we helped them go from that into home.
I was reading on Facebook. That's awesome. It was one person, good friend of mine. And the company that owns her apartment said it rent is going up for $160 a month and you must sign a 1-year lease or you're out.
Yeah.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah. My daughter was renting a 1-bedroom apartment, you know, downtown here and just repeatedly had her rent jacked up to the point where she couldn't afford to live.
Right. It's unbelievable.
I work at New Community Shelter. We had a guy come in that happened. It was in Wrightstown. I just want to say that a guy came in and bought a number of houses and just, it was month after month, just jacking the rent where it's like, and then he couldn't find anything. So he's with us. He'll be fine, but it what a way to get thrown out. You've been paying your rent for years and years, and then some investor buys your property and
thinks they can do better and squeezes you out. Yeah.
So I'm glad you're there.
Are there any rights? Do renters have any rights?
Well, you know, I mean, if you are a renter and you're on a month to month situation, understand that there's a risk in that, right? You might go, oh, that's convenient and I could move anytime I wanted to. But in a market where it's tough to find another apartment, you might want to execute a year-long lease so that can't happen for a bit.
Right. All right. Well, Neil, tell us again, or Noel, I'm sorry. Tell us once again who you can help. If somebody out there is listening and they're renting and whatever, tell us the type of situation people are in that you could help alleviate. Yeah,
absolutely everyone. Because, you know, how many times does a family buy a home in their life? For many, it's once, right? And some, they might do it, you know, more often than that. But nobody's an expert in that. And so whether you're a modest income household, whether you're an affluent family, if you're going to think about purchasing a home, come through our education. It's made for everybody. It's not just for a low income family. Everybody needs some education when they're doing something new, big. Come through the classes, learn the ropes, make a smart decision, buy a house within your means, do a budget so that you're ready for that failed water heater.
Yeah.
And that's for everybody in the community. We offer that to everybody in the community.
It really is. I think sometimes people thought NeighborWorks was maybe for a little lower income, but I've sat through some of your classes too, and it's like, wow, okay, I got to think about that.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So it is for everybody. Your location, very convenient, easy parking.
Yep. Chicago and Jackson.
Yep.
Yeah, right off the edge of downtown, Chicago and Jackson Street, 437 South Jackson. And again, find us on the web, nwgreenbay.org, or on the social media, and we're ready to help. We've educated and counseled 21,678 wow. families as of the end of September this year.
Wow.
And we've helped over 4,000 families achieve that dream of homeownership.
That's phenomenal. That's fantastic.
It's very cool. And your footprint is pretty much the county, but you also help other communities,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Like Appleton, if we're going to be fixing up a home, if we're going to be building new housing, and we've got 10 units that we're building across the community right now with another 16 on the drawing board, hopefully for a spring 2025 start. But you know, in terms of some of the other services, and we haven't even talked about our work with neighborhood associations and community groups throughout the region. Really, we've got dozens of neighborhood programs in four counties, and helping folks, you know, answering the phone when folks are concerned about home ownership or getting there. You know, we've had folks from 55 counties across the state over the last couple of years calling us asking for education and counseling. So we're serving a broad swath of the state, but when we're building stuff, we're going to be building stuff in Green Bay.
Do you have a waiting list?
No. Okay. You know, the classes are being offered regularly, and you know, if this class is full, we'll get in next month. So.
Outstanding. Great stuff. I like that you're doing all that pre-education type things.
Mm-hmm. It's really critical.
Handing somebody keys to a place like that without having that background, that you're defeating your own purpose.
Yeah. We did a study many years ago, and I think it's time to redo it, but we found that even our lower income borrowers, after they had that education and training, they had rates of delinquency, default, and foreclosure that were 7 times lower than conventional mortgagers here in Brown County.
They know what to expect.
Right.
Yep.
Outstanding.
They were making smart decisions.
Cool. Nicely done. All right, Noel Haversen, President, Neighbor Works of Green Bay. What an exceptional organization, what you do to put people in homes. And congratulations once again on losing 100 pounds.
You're not playing Santa Claus this year.
Nope. Just don't come walking and bragging about it next time, throwing it
right,
in our faces.
Right, we're done.
Right, Jim? Unbelievable. Right. Noel, have a great Christmas.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks for what you do for our community and all the people you've helped.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. We come back. Terry Barr, Slice of Wisconsin. Back up us.
Christmas like a home. Christmas with your dad and mother, sis and brother there. With their hearts humming at your homecoming and that merry Yuletide spirit.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Well, thank you very much. Special thanks to Noel Haversen, President of NeighborWorks Green Bay, coming into town. And you know, I like it that they have those classes, because I'll tell you what, even the first time I ever bought my house, I had no idea. You know, you grow up in a house, obviously, but your dad took care of everything, right, or whatever, until that is your house.
Right. It's your furnace.
Your family is living in your house.
Your roof.
There is a lot you don't know.
Yep.
And things have changed even from them. So what your parents kind of taught you?
Yeah.
Different.
No. Absolutely.
All different.
Right. Absolutely.
But that budgeting is so important. I think people like, well, I'm paying rent of whatever, $900. I can get this house in, but the payment's, you know, $850. Well, it's a small part of running a house.
Yeah.
I mean, you got, like I said, the taxes.
Well, let me ask you this, though.
Insurance.
Let me ask you this.
Maintenance.
In some areas where property taxes are really high, okay?
Like Green Bay?
Well, I lived in an area in Ledgeview where they were.
They're pretty high there,
they're
too.
They're pretty high. And you talk about equity, okay?
Right.
Does your equity in a year overcome the $7,000 in property taxes?
No. That's why it's a long game.
Yeah.
I mean, you buy a house, you sell it in a year. That is not a good idea.
Uh-uh.
So, and your payments, so much of it goes to interest. I mean, it's really after you've got a 15-year mortgage, and after that 7-8 years, all of a sudden it's like, holy mackerel, I'm really chipping away at this. But people need to understand that, you know, just because you're making $500 or whatever, your payment is $800 or $1,000 a month, that's not going to equity. That's going to the insurance. to the interest.
No, it's not like you paid $300,000. Oh, I'm down to $299.
Right.
No.
It's amazing how much you do pay for your house with interest. I mean, it can almost, you know, it's significantly more, obviously, than the cost of your house. But you have to understand that. But that maintenance thing, just the air filters, all that stuff. That preventive maintenance, and Noel talked about the furnace is going to go out and the water heater is going to go out. That is true, but it can last a lot longer if you maintain it.
Yeah.
And that's those are things that they teach you there. And that you talk about just maintenance, like getting ready for winter, right? Putting that, whatever, blowing out the lines or whatever we have those people come over and do.
We have those people do. But,
I mean, that's all important stuff. Because if you don't, it's, you know, break a pipe and then it's going to cost you money. So anyway, they teach you all that, which I think
I'll tell you
great.
The worst thing. I know if you have homeowners insurance or regular policy, but I remember in real estate going into a house one time that was vacant and the furnace went out. And you want to see how much power frozen pipe has?
Right.
What frozen water has? Every brand new toilets, everything, every one of them was completely cracked because of the ice in them. Man. The pipes were just slashed like somebody took a razor blade to them. And that's just because the furnace went out for a night. Somebody could be on vacation in Florida and come home. And that, I mean, like, there are so many. It is a responsibility, man, when you have a house. It's always on your mind.
But there's nothing better.
Nothing better to go home to than that. I agree with that. Man. But, man, you are accepting a lot of responsibility.
You are. And they take the edge off. I mean, even, you know, yeah, I mean, they even still, there's a lot to do at our house. But, you know, it pays to go to some of those classes. And what I like about NeighborWorks, and I've spent a lot of time there, it's not intimidating. You just really sit down. It's just a great thing. The environment is great. Coffee, soda.
Although, have like some great apps now? Todd would know more about this.
Yeah,
I know he's big into the app type things. But where you can like check on every aspect of your house over your phone.
Oh, the smart homes?
Yeah, there's a lot of that kind of stuff you can do. Even older homes, like if you have the right light bulbs and the right thermostat, you can do all that from your phone.
No, as high tech as I got is my Christmas lights come out with a timer.
Ah!
Yeah, that's...
Hey,
I'll share that with you.
Check out the old mayor there. He's not even home and his lights came on there. What the hell did he do that? He's gotten so uppity, he's not even fitting in our neighborhood anymore. I know for a fact he ain't home and all goddamn lights, they came on. And nobody's there against that dog. He's just slobbering on the window there, just like looking out at me, barking and slobbering. And like, settle down there, old girl.
Little uppity.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's high tech. But no, there's unbelievable they turn the heat down, turn the heat up before you come home. And now there's a lot of high tech stuff, but
yep. Chuck from Green Bay, you all should have a show on property taxes, especially this time of year. The taxes never go away and they seem like they're always going up.
So
they never go down, do they? Has a property tax ever gone down? Really? You dropped property taxes here?
Property taxes, there's... yes. The answer to that question is yes. But property taxes have really gone up lately. And I think maybe everywhere. But I was just at Pick and Save, and a guy came up to me. He's like, because he's kind of a neighbor, lives a couple blocks away. And I'm over $6,000. I'm like, so am I. But what you have to look at, though, in the property tax bill, Johnny, is the schools are a big part of that.
Oh, I understand that.
You know, because it's first four things in your tax, in your property taxes, right? There's the county, the city, the NWTC, and then the school district. And, you know, the school district is the largest part of your property taxes, so you got to watch that a little bit. Some people don't, and they call and they just raise hell in the mayor's office, and it's like, look, our taxes actually went down.
Wow.
But your taxes went up, you know, because they get their bill and it's like, wait, my taxes went up, I'm going to call City Hall. It's like, really? Your taxes, because all four of them come under one bill, so you can say the city's portion went down, but if everything else went up, your taxes went up. And they just have one phone number that they call.
Did you actually take those calls?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I would tell them exactly what I just told you. It's like, go get your bill. Go get your tax bill.
Hey, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to know why in the hell my taxes went up again. I don't live in a golden sidewalk out there for a crater.
Oh, man.
And you guys, I'll tell you what, the only time you plow is right after I clean out my golden garage. I was watching it in the driveway one day.
So that was you.
And they were sitting down there just waiting for me to finish up, and I was giving her,
think we're out to get him.
Giving her, and he just waited, and he came there, and he threw the old goddamn thing up again. I'd like to load it up. I like to load up my truck and drop it off in your golden yard is what I'd like to do.
I think this could be a great feature.
My God.
We could call it the Mayoral Theater, and you just you call in a disgruntled
resident.
I have had those calls in that they really think that the plow could go left. I mean, he's got to drop. The snow's got to go somewhere, right? And when the people complain the most is when we could have pushed the snow. If you live and there's a park across the street, they could have pushed the snow there, but they push it into their driveway.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah.
boy, and sometimes they call and you're like, why did we do that?
Well, they're not always wrong. I'm going to be totally honest with you. On my street in Ledgeview a few years back, the guy didn't see me come driving up behind him. He was a plower, and he hit three garbage cans in a row.
Oh.
It had been garbage day, and the stuff had been picked up, and they went flying, and it seemed like he was having fun doing it, being totally honest. Well, I saw it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. The city services are there, but man, it's taxes. I just think people need to look at that, because even just a few years ago, I was talking to this guy. I'm not complaining. That's the cost of living, but they've gone up a lot, and
yeah.
people have to budget for that. Because when your taxes are $500 a month, that's a lot. You know, you got to.
Oh, I know.
That. I mean, it's
trust
just,
me,
it's
I've
just
been there.
Yeah, I know.
I've been
are
there.
You the same legend.
I've been there.
So, but that's just the way it is.
Okay, let me ask you this though: if you're driving a snow plow,
mm-hmm.
okay,
mm-hmm.
And you see somebody has just cleaned out their driveway and everything's nice,
mm-hmm.
can't you lift the blade? Could you?
People say that all the time.
Because I think in Alaska they do. I think in Alaska they don't. They never like fill in somebody's driveway.
I don't want to ask that. I just know that the guys who drive the plows,
yes.
trucks, they know that neighborhood. They're the
right.
same guys who drive your garbage truck.
Right, absolutely.
So they know the neighborhood, and I think they... Can you imagine if you would lift the blade for one person, you would be doing it for everybody? You know how many driveways there are?
I'm just asking if it's a possibility.
Yeah, I don't answer that. Get Grenier on here again.
I think with technology though, like we have the lifts for the garbage, right? We figure that out over time.
We did.
Could we not figure something out to, as you're plowing past, have something drop in there and pull it back
yeah.
in before, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There should be something we can do technically. I mean,
yeah.
I don't mind
Let's work
digging
on this.
Out, but. And it's got to be a tough job driving those trucks. I would not want to do that. I'd be taking out people and
yeah.
cars.
And, oh, people.
When people don't, and that makes it, boy, when people.
What the hell? I had a neighbor there, Tony, and he was out there on Golden Day, and all of a sudden the snowplow come down. We ain't seen him. We ain't seen Tony in 2 weeks. I swear, when I knocked the door, I go, Margie, where in the hell is Tony? So I don't know. He went out to shovel a Golden path out there in the snowplow. I haven't seen him since. Well, we got to go looking for him. Well, we'll look in the spring.
Anyway, your car's got to be off the street, though. That I know people complain.
Yeah, I agree
about
with that.
It. Oh my God, what a
pain I totally agree with that.
Go around those cars. They should tow them.
But yeah. So, sometimes, and I don't know why this just came to mind. You know, in The Wizard of Oz, where the mayor sings as mayor of the Munchkins.
Yeah, yeah.
I kind of see Jim with his vest and kind of holding his lapel, right?
Yeah,
as
yeah.
mayor of the city of Green Bay and the county
yeah,
of the land of Brown.
No, it's an operation. There's, you know,
all right.
we've got 400 miles of streets.
I understand. I was just asking
just
if it's possible. That's all
probably.
I'm asking.
Probably. That's DPW. Maybe. All I'm saying, Johnny, is if we do something for someone, you got to do it for everybody.
I understand.
So, we got a text earlier. Part, you guys yeah. were talking about the Superior Dome, right?
Yes.
And, so we just got a text from Sarah. I just brought my newly learned fact about the Superior Dome to my boss, who's from the UP. He was there for the grand opening and said he also got to watch the Packers punter hit the roof a few times, and he said they call it the Uper Dome. So there you go.
Okay.
Okay. I got to tell you something.
There you go.
I was with the Packer punter, Paul McJulian.
There you go.
1992.
Okay.
I was with him when he was doing that. He was putting out this demonstration for a camp, and he hit it a couple of times.
So that's what I would do at that place. I would have punters, the best punters in the world, come there annually to promote the 143-foot, right? That's the height you said in that place?
I guess.
That would be a great event when you get national exposure on it. Plus, the community be proud, and
I don't know
how you're going to make your money.
No disrespect. The community is proud. Everybody knows about it. You're kind of reinventing the wheel here.
As mayor of the Munchkin City.
I didn't know that.
It's called Lambeau Field. Here's what we got to do. We got to promote the hell out of this thing.
All right, you're right. I didn't know about it.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good now that I had my snack.
Well, can we talk about your snack?
Go right ahead. There's nothing wrong with it.
So we have a lot of Mino-isms here, right? And we mock John quite often.
Usually behind his back.
Easy.
Not always.
I don't know that I've ever mocked John behind his back in a way that I would not
to
in
my
front.
Face.
Oh my gosh.
Absolutely.
1,000%.
Can't even imagine how bad it would be if it's, you know, if there's something because you
nope,
say
the
anything.
The line. Nope.
Okay.
Nope. We're
right.
wide open.
All right. All right.
So he comes to me, Nigga, you got any snacks? So I hook him up with a granola bar, but then what does he do? And he goes to the back fridge and gets the cheese spread from a delicious, you know, gift box earlier last week. But he puts the cheese spread onto the chocolate chip granola bar.
A lot of people do that.
Do they?
Yeah.
Question mark.
Okay.
Jim, you're
big
saying
question
yes.
mark. No, not at all. I love cheese.
There is the thing with cheese and apple pie. I mean, there
yes,
is that.
Yes, absolutely.
And that is a weird mashup.
Do we need to try this?
There's some places in Wisconsin, if you get a piece of apple pie, they give you a piece of cheese with it without asking.
That is true, but yes. That is true. I was at a place. Those are those country places.
Yeah.
Though. I mean, that's not.
But it used to be a state law, I think. Yeah, it was to sell more cheese.
Well, also a similar Wisconsin sushi, the pickle, the ham, and the cream cheese,
oh,
right?
I love those.
Wisconsin sushi.
I never heard that term.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's on a culture.
It's a pickle and a piece of ham.
It's a ham roller.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd never heard it called, me too. I've never heard it called Wisconsin sushi.
Well, me neither.
I mean,
did you just make that up?
Maybe.
You did. You
maybe
just made
I
that
did.
Up.
Okay, that's.
Wow.
No, we're going to get.
I went
droves
to.
Of...
I went to Crohn's to get cheese for my party.
Okay.
Have you been out there right across from.
No.
It's in Stangleville.
Ah!
There's no. that meat market.
Right. So
we've talked about that.
Right. And I love right
across,
the meat market.
Yes. And across the street is Crohn's and they make their own. So I went there and. I didn't use it for my party. So
why?
I don't. I just had too much stuff, and that
right.
we went from that in that little dinette area. We went from a big table to a small table, and that made a huge difference. We're like, we need that big table back, but we sold it anyway. You know what I mean? Because it's hard to put a lot of food on a little table. So I couldn't put the cheese on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So I'll
I think
some
that's
cheese.
Why we didn't eat.
Exactly.
We couldn't even get back there.
Is there any cheese here?
I'll bring you some cheese. I'll bring you some cheese tomorrow.
That would be nice.
I better stack up on the granola bars.
I have smoked Gouda, which is, I like that.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's very Gouda.
The only cheese I don't like is Lindbergh's, those smelly ones like that. I hate that.
Yeah. Huh? That's good cheese. My dad loved that stuff.
Everybody's dad loved that stuff.
Right, that's true. Yeah. I'm going to be that dad.
You are. Oh, yeah. You're leaning
going
in.
To be.
Leaning in.
I wouldn't wait too much longer. Quick break back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back! Man of the Mayor here on a good-looking Wednesday morning.
I see they delivered our Christmas present.
Yeah, two men in a truck. They're
Avalanche,
that
Harley Avalanche Davidson,
$100,000 vehicle. It just pulled up in front of our
nice.
Place. We'll
that's
take it.
The LTZ.
Thank you, Sage.
Nikki in the house.
I got the Jelly of the Month Club, guys. What does that mean?
There you go.
It's a gift that keeps on giving, Clark.
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
So I gotta ask you something, Nikki.
Okay.
You don't seem like one of those real Christmassy people, but I think behind the scenes maybe you are. Yes or no?
I think she is.
She is.
I think I check all of the gift boxes.
Okay.
For gift giving.
But I mean, you're not bringing us in homemade cookies, homemade fudge, yada, yada, yada.
Well,
I mean,
right.
Some people really get into the, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I've taken my foot off the pedal on that.
Okay.
Because if I make, then I, first of all, it's expensive to make all that stuff. And
I'll
then
bet.
I have it sitting around and
really shouldn't be eating it.
Yeah. And we do receive quite a few gift boxes.
I love it. I could live on gift boxes.
Yes, you could.
Yeah.
There's something about them I love. You got
and there
the
is
cheese,
a cardiologist
the sausage,
out there hoping and praying that you do.
I could live on them.
Yeah. Yeah.
If people want to donate a gift box a week to me, okay?
Right.
Wow, it's a lot of
the John
I could do it.
Sausage.
I could do it. I could do it.
You only have to do it for 6 months because he'll be dead.
He'll be,
then.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, it's not because those things have no carbs. They have no carbs.
Honey, arteries are going to be.
They sometimes throw a box of crackers in those things.
Yeah but that's about it, though.
That's true.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can. I could live. You know what? I could live on that. Give me.
That's expensive, too.
That's expensive.
Okay. Give me 2 months of living on nothing but gift boxes.
No.
I bet I lose 10 pounds.
No. No.
I bet you'll never go to the bathroom again.
Right. And your cholesterol will be through the roof.
That's overrated.
And you do have Jesse's great cookies that he could bring in for you, right?
Oh, don't get us started on that scam.
He tried. Come on, he's trying to be one of the guys.
Cute. I didn't have the heart to tell him that I could tell that it was in the shape of one of the square.
They were perfect.
Well, no, it was the square platter. And then you just put them in, then by baking, they kind of round themselves out. But
he didn't make them.
He insinuated that he had made them. It was a 20-year family recipe from his mom.
Right.
He cooked them. And then it turns out.
All he did was heat them up.
Yeah.
But
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
But you know what? He did that out of love for
you
guys.
He did. No. I could tell. Okay. He was kind of serving them. I mean, and he was proud of them.
And they were good.
Yeah, they were good. So, no.
I think better,
you were.
Cheese spread on a chocolate chip cookie is to die for. Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you this. Chocolate chip cookie, cheese spread, and chocolate milk, and dunk it in the chocolate milk is incredibly delicious.
Yeah.
Incredibly
delicious. You've dipped the cookie into the
actually, you know what
cheese.
One is better? Get a peanut butter cookie, put on cheese spread, like we got out there, the cheese spread, and dip it into chocolate milk. It's fantastic. I'm not lying.
Well, folks, if you've ever wondered what diabetes tastes like.
Yeah.
What diabetes tastes like.
Right.
I mean, come on. Mm.
It's delicious.
John had his toe cut off. Why? I don't know.
Got a bad case of the gout.
I'm being honest. There's people out there like me that they eat cheese and cheese spread with everything. And I do. I put it on every sweet that I ever eat.
I don't know that we pair it with sweets.
But you do, like, because you have pears and cheese.
Apple,
pears and cheese, apples and cheese.
It's, yin and yang.
Yeah, there is a little bit of that. I do understand. I don't think I would put it on a cookie or a granola bar.
Could we try it? I'll bring it in tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's what we're going to do. We're going to do, yes.
Okay. Bring in chocolate milk. Okay.
Of course. And I'm bringing it in.
Yeah. Well, no.
Because heaven forbid.
The stores aren't open when I come in the morning.
I believe the Quick Trips are usually open 24 hours.
Stop down there today, grab one with your nice gift card. And,
boop, boop, boop.
You're not allowed to do that. We're the only ones allowed to do that. Who's got a gift card? Where's the gift card?
You got
gift
one.
Card I've got one.
Simple
I gave it to Nikki.
$100?
Did I? Was it 100?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was 100.
Yeah. Johnny, I have been CYA. For a very long time now.
What does that mean? You've been
covering his.
I know what that means, but I mean, okay, so you.
Oh, the Gatorades, snacks.
Oh, that.
Here, Johnny, here's your coffee.
Do I owe you my gift card too?
No, you. You're adult.
Wow. Enough.
No, I do it out of the goodness of my heart.
Yeah,
I mean, but the tab is $400, my friend. But you had no problem. We were. Oh, so then after the good mayor's party on Saturday.
Yeah.
We invite Mr. Mino to go out for a beverage. And, you know, 4 or 5 rounds. He is not getting up off of his stool.
Finally, I,
being the person I am, just say, John, take out your credit card right now.
Go.
You're going to buy this round. He's like, I didn't bring one. I didn't bring my wallet. I didn't bring anything. I just thought I was going to the mayor's party and then gonna go home.
That's true.
And he sounded exactly like that.
I bet.
Then, not two minutes later, the owner of the bar comes in and then he continues to drink for free the rest of the evening.
That's a good night, John.
Wow. Yeah, not bad.
Merry Christmas, John.
You had a good night.
He was full of holiday spirits, that spirit being vodka.
Oh, well, it was a nice walk home.
Stumble home.
Stumble. Very.
Wow, this turned ugly.
No.
You got to stop inviting her in the studio.
I know, right? That's it. Wow.
Little peek behind the curtain. Love you, Johnny.
You know, I actually wondered about that, though. Should I have? But I really didn't have my wallet. Because you guys pick me up. You're like, hey, we'll pick you up, take you to the mayor's party. And then I just thought you're bringing me and dropping me off. We did too.
But then we felt neighborly. And
whose idea was it to stop for a drink?
Oh, boy. All right. Hey, look at the time.
It is the holidays.
We got to go. Hey, we got a great lineup for you coming up tomorrow morning, folks. You don't want to miss it. Mind of the Mayor and the Nixter. See ya.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.